Let's start with the reports. It's a FOIA report. Now, this says it's the first time agency submitted to Department of Justice. The chief FOIA officer reports describing the steps they've taken to really improve FOIA, improve disclosure based on the president's memo and the attorney general's guidelines. Give us some highlights of the report. What stood out to you? When you were putting together the details, what made you go wow or interesting?
There were just a tremendous amount of really outstanding examples of steps that agencies had taken to improve transparency. And in some ways, the challenge of this report was to try to summarize them because there really were some tremendous and creative things that agencies had done. But I think what's important is that overall, there were significant increases in the number of released records this past fiscal year as compared to the year before. There also were a tremendous amount of agencies, 89%, almost all the agencies actually reported proactively disclosing information on their website, meaning putting information up on their website before somebody makes a request for it to facilitate the public's ability to get information. The other thing that was really remarkable to me was the way agencies embrace the use of technology. This was the first time that we have ever taken a survey of agency use of technology. And through these chief FOIA officer reports, we specifically ask a series of questions of agencies related to how much they use technology to receive requests or to track or process requests. And I think for me the most surprising response here was just how incredible the numbers were of agencies that were utilizing technology in FOIA.
All right, well, let's talk some about technology in FOIA, because that's an area that a lot of times the government gets a bad rap on, saying, well, they can't find the information because they have too many data files. And once they find it, do they black it all out? And then sometimes they make it into a PDF and they forget to turn on the changes and you can undo the PDF changes.
Oh, no.
So there's a lot of, at least the reputation is not as good as it could be. Talk about some of the things you found that you, about how agencies are using technology to deal with the FOIA process.
Well, the numbers of agencies that responded affirmatively to my series of questions about their use of technology was really high. 89 out of 94 agencies reported that they receive requests electronically. So that means that the public can either, by using email or a form on the internet, can make their request electronically. So 89 agencies reported doing that.
Real quick, you're going to tell us who the five that aren't using electronic to receive requests yet?
I don't. Now, all the agency chief FOIA officer reports are public, so they're all available for everyone to use. And in fact, I have them public for purposes of not just the public being able to see them, but the agencies themselves can learn from each other by reading these reports. So
I just find it very interesting that there's still people who want either, I guess they're going to accept this through paper, through the U.S. Mail Postal Service, or through...
Yeah, the traditional way of getting requests, of course, is through through the mail. And certainly we have to remember, out of 94 agencies, we have some really small agencies that get a handful of requests a year. So for those agencies, being able to get a request electronically is nowhere near as significant as it is for the big agencies that receive thousands of requests. But what I find statistically really incredibly significant is that 89 agencies out of 94 do receive requests electronically, and 86 agencies track requests electronically, and then 86 agencies also use technology to process the requests. So what our guidance is that for those few agencies that don't yet utilize technology for these aspects of FOIA administration, or for those agencies where not the entirety of the agency uses technology, our guidance to them is to expand so that they can report next year that the entire agency is receiving requests electronically, for example.
That is something that's easy to do. You can set up an email box. You can set
right.
up. You don't have to go buy a whole new system.
Exactly. One thing, sort of in connection with our talking here about technology, a question that we specifically asked, because it had been a concern in previous years, was whether or not, we asked FOIA officers to report whether they had enough IT support for their FOIA operations. And that had been an issue that had in the past years been cited often by agencies as a challenge or something that hindered their ability to be effective in their FOIA administration. And here again, I was very happy to see that we had an overwhelming number of agencies report that they had sufficient IT support to help them in their administration of the FOIA. So that, I think, is really key to making the process work well.
One of the other things that just kind of occurred to us as we were talking here about technology and earlier in the conversation,
right,
was the use of social media. And obviously Web 2.0, we're talking about Facebook, Twitter,
right,
blogs, wikis, whatever you want to call them. Did that play a role in helping get information out or making FOIA more, not just FOIA, but making documents more transparent?
Yes, and I thought that was one of the sort of more delightful aspects of looking at these chief FOIA officer reports. We had almost 60 agencies, 59 agencies, reported that they used social media to convey information to the public. And they used every conceivable type of social media, Twitter, Facebook, blogging, YouTube. And one of my favorite examples, actually, is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who has 15,000 followers on Twitter. And the U.S. Geological Survey is developing a system to use Twitter to get information on earthquakes. So there's a lot of really interesting things that agencies are doing by using social media, and it's just a new and different way to be transparent, and it lets agencies reach different audiences than they traditionally have reached. So I think it is really a very exciting aspect of transparency.
Does the FOIA report offer any kind of recommendations or best practices to say, hey, this worked at these 5 agencies or 10 agencies, something you should consider is this?
We have a lot of those types of examples in our summary of the Chief FOIA Officer reports, and certainly with social media, we ask agency, given the many benefits of social media and their appeal to new demographics of the public, we ask agencies to be looking out for new ways to be transparent. And some of these examples that the other agencies are using can be the starting point for being even more creative in the year ahead.
Now, the other thing that you said stood out was more documents or more records were released than ever before, at least over 2008 compared to 2009.
Right.
So talk a little bit about that and some of the other maybe positive or surprising things that came out in terms of results.
Well, I think these Chief FOIA Officer reports are filled with all sorts of examples of steps that agencies have taken to improve transparency. I think from the public's point of view, one of the key things that they're going to look for is just the bare numbers. Have more releases been made? Is there more information being disclosed now as a result of the President's and Attorney General's FOIA policies? And that's where we have a really positive news to report, because we had almost 50,000 additional requests this past year where records were released as compared with the year before. So that means 50,000 requesters got information this year that wouldn't have gotten information last year. And I think that's a nice concrete example of improved transparency.
The other thing, though, that came out when I was reading the report, well, yes, more documents were released, but overall, I think more documents based on requests were released, but overall,
right,
the number of documents that were released, that was down. Full releases, is that right?
Full releases went down slightly.
But partial went up?
Partial releases went up.
Talk about that for a little bit.
Now, I think one logical reason for that is that because agencies increased increased pretty dramatically the amount of information they're posting on their website proactively without the need for a request. As agencies put information up proactively that they used to release in response to a request, those documents would typically be the documents that would have been a full release. So I'm not surprised in that sense that full releases went down, because as you post documents and let people get them by going to the web, it means the requests that remain are typically more difficult requests and requests for documents that are going to require more detailed processing, and you're going to get probably more releases in part.
It makes sense the way you explain it that the number of total releases is down because agencies were more proactive, as your study finds, and that the number of partial requests are up because, again, agencies were trying to be more open.
Right.
Were there some other statistics that stood out to you that maybe, again, maybe you weren't expecting to go up as much or to go down as much, or just talk a little about some of the other report results?
Another significant finding was the concept of making discretionary releases of information. As you know, this is one of the focuses of the Attorney General's FOIA guidelines, is to encourage agencies to make discretionary releases. And we found in our review of the Chief FOIA Officer reports that when agencies, we found a couple things that are very significant and good learning tools, I think, for other agencies. We found that when agencies had a second step in their review process to specifically look to see whether there's something that could be released as a matter of discretion, meaning it's the information might technically be protectable, but the agency could decide to release it as a matter of discretion. When agencies had a step to look for discretionary disclosure opportunities, then there was an increase in the number of discretionary releases that they made. So there was a correlation between looking specifically to find a place to make a discretionary release and then being able to make those releases.
And don't you guys recommend that agencies look at adding that second review process?
Yes, absolutely. So you can see from the way I was phrasing it that it was such a nice correlation between those two things that one of our specific guidance steps to agencies is that they should affirmatively use a two-step process when they're reviewing records for release to see if they can identify records for discretionary release.
Having read, as I said, a big chunk of the report,
right.
I think you guys throughout make some recommendations, ask agencies, give agencies some help to making changes for next year and how to improve. Can you go through, that's one, what you talked about in terms of discretionary releases. Can you go over maybe two or three other important recommendations that the you guys make in the report?
Yes. Another thing that we're asking agencies to do is look at the actual disposition of the request at the end. So, for example, if you're looking at records and it would be a group of records that would typically be withheld in full, we're asking agencies to say, look at those records and see, could we release some records so that instead of withholding everything in full, we're at least releasing something in part. And then the same sort of thing would be if you have a response where you're going to release the records in part, agencies should be asking themselves, well, can we turn this into a release in full? So just really focusing on the disposition of the request, the actual outcome of the request, is one of our recommendations. The other thing that we talk about is a lot through these reports is the link between successful agency FOIA programs and an active chief FOIA officer. We saw that agencies that had active chief FOIA officers who were really involved in the FOIA process at their agency, that things worked better at the agency. So that's another area where we've made a recommendation to agencies to be sure that they have a chief FOIA officer of the right level in the agency to make changes and that they're sufficiently involved in the operations of FOIA in their agency.
So when you talk about having it at the right level, are we talking about an SES, a GS-15, or whom?
They have to be, by law, it has to be, there's somebody who's of the equivalent to an assistant secretary level. And one of the things is that one of their responsibilities is to make sure there's enough staffing and funding for FOIA operations. So that's why it's important that the level of the person be high enough so that they have the clout within the agency to make recommendations on those key factors to the agency head.
And that's tough because obviously FOIA is not looked at as even though it should be maybe as a mission critical area, it's sometimes not looked at. So to get the right person, do you offer any kind of recommendations of how to what if there's pushback, or what if there's resistance to getting, yeah, it's assistant secretary, but by name only? It's really this other person who's a career person who doesn't really have enough, you know, they have a little responsibility but not enough authority.
Well, right now, there is a tremendous amount of focus being put on FOIA compliance, both obviously from the president himself and the attorney general with his FOIA guidelines, and I think the focus on the issue is what's leading to concrete results, and that focus has been highlighted again and again by the attorney general, and that keeps the I think it's keeping agencies very mindful of the importance of this issue.
So the idea that maybe something is not as a high level as possible, you're not seeing that as often. People are assistant secretaries or that level. They are really paying attention to this because it is not only a presidential priority, but the attorney general is focusing on it, and it's being focused on at other high levels throughout the administration.
Exactly.
Now, one of the things we always like to talk about is okay, what happens in the future? Where do you see this heading? Obviously, you want to see more openness, more transparency,
right,
more records being released. But what do you see as some of the areas that are ripe for improvement in 2010 as compared to 2009, since we're almost done with 2010?
Right. Well, we certainly want to just continue progress in the areas of transparency. So, of course, we do want to see more. We're hoping to see more releases and more proactive disclosures. As I said, that is a twofold way of making information available. But one thing, another area where we're hoping to see improvement, and we have already made a really significant step in the right direction, is reducing backlogs of requests. That's always a traditional area that agencies can struggle with, is having a backlog in requests. But this year, there was a drop of about 60,000 requests that were 60,000 request reduction in the number of requests that are backlogged. So we had 2/3 of all the agencies either had a decrease in their backlog or they didn't have a backlog at all. So that is already a tremendous improvement in an area that's traditionally been a challenge in FOIA. So next year, with that already having that big drop, we would like to see and are hoping to see an even greater drop in backlogs of requests.
Do you guys make any recommendations about how to reduce backlogs? Is there any lessons learned or best practices?
One of the best practices that we found from looking at the Chief FOIA Officer reports was it's very important to have ongoing monitoring of backlogs in agencies. Again, having high-level attention to a problem and having monitoring of the problem was a good way to obviously to bring attention to it, but also to help address it. So if people are routinely looking at the state of their backlog, then putting attention to it, taking steps to address it, and that's where a Chief FOIA Officer can be very important. That was a very significant step that agencies took successfully this past year to reduce backlogs, and so we recommend that agencies do that again in the years going forward.
All right, I guess the only other thing that I didn't really talk too much to you about is anything that was disappointing, or you may not use the word disappointing, maybe you would say we should have done better at that, we didn't do well enough on. It was anything that stood out to you that said, that I wish we would have had more success in this one area?
I felt like we had success in all the areas, which of course was very very promising to me. I think that where I'd like to see more success is the number of releases. I think that we had a lot of agencies that made more releases, but I'd like to see that even go up higher.
I know it was about 50,000 more releases from one
right,
year to the next.
Right.
Would you think it should be in the 100,000 range? I mean, is it hard to say?
It's hard to say what the actual number is, but of course, it's just an area that I think at the end of the day is such an important indicator of transparency that I'd like to see that number even higher.
And then you brought up the year ahead, which is a perfect segue. Now, you guys will do this report again in 2010 for,
correct,
I mean, 2011, I guess, for 2010.
Right.
When should agencies look out for the survey to start up again?
So they'll, agencies will be filing their Chief FOIA Officer report next, their next year's report during Sunshine Week of next year. So in March, sometime in March, I'll be issuing new guidance to agencies, keeping the same basic format that we had this past year, but asking agencies to do the same reporting for next year, and then we'll be able to compare and see progress from year to year.
Okay. And you know, the only other thing that kind of occurred to me as you were talking about it is, were there any, are you able to talk about specific agencies and the progress they've made? I know there was a mention about Justice Department, your home agency, as well as Homeland Security that that did quite well in terms of getting more information out. Was there any other agencies that stood out to you that were either had a huge backlog and really cut it down, or just, you know, were hesitant to put information out, and then you see a big jump in terms of how much information they did put out last year?
There, I include in the summary many, many examples of agency activities under the Attorney General's guidelines. But I also want to point out that these reports are just chock full of great ideas and examples. And really, for every example I gave in my summary, there were 100 examples contained directly in the Chief FOIA Officer reports themselves. All the cabinet agencies certainly had a lot of success in improving transparency. And I also tried to highlight in my summary some examples from the smaller agencies that people don't necessarily think about, but who are also doing all these different initiatives to improve transparency at their organization. So I tried to give an assortment of examples throughout my summary, but certainly the reports themselves are the best source to get all the examples.